You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national, man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. But listen, I got to tell you, as I move into my comments here, I had an interesting conversation with a friend yesterday. So she and I were both in the mix of things back during the 2010 Alabama Republican wave. She was working at the state GOP headquarters. I was a candidate for the Senate. We were catching up on the phone yesterday, trading stories about kids and grandkids. And then, of course, we referred back to politics. She asked me a very interesting question. She said, "What's different now?" And by that, she meant, why does it seem that the leadership of the Alabama GOP in Montgomery doesn't seem to have the same fire in their belly that we had during those halcyon days of 2010 election? Well, I had an answer, and I'll get back to that answer in just a minute. But before I go straight to the answer that I gave my friend, I've got to step back and make note that just this morning, less than 24 hours after talking with my friend that I was just discussing, that Charlene and I both had interesting points in our separate morning devotionals today that related to that same conversation. Now, when you start hearing and seeing the same thing popping up like that, it's best to pay attention. There's a theme running, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm about to relate is a main point taken from three different sources. In my case, I happen to be reading in the book that Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin just wrote called Strong and Courageous. And in it, he relates the fact that when the Israelites came to the end of their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, that they were on the edge of the Promised Land, two of the tribes decided they were fully satisfied with staying right there because the land was good. Joshua had just taken over after Moses' death, and he told them they could stay on the other side of the Jordan, but the warriors of those tribes would have to come over first. Nonetheless, and fight with their brethren for their own inheritance, which they did. But then the question was posed in the book that I was reading, if it was the Promised Land, and God being God, why didn't he just wipe out the existing inhabitants and let the Israelites just walk in and set up home? Well, the answer? Because it was worth fighting for. It was absolutely worth fighting for. The entire generation of warriors of the 12 tribes that had followed Moses across the Red Sea, had seen manna fall from heaven, had seen water come from a stone, that entire generation of men had died out with the sole exception of Joshua and Caleb. None of the existing warriors of Israel at the time to cross the Jordan remembered the harshness of what it was to be a slave in Egypt. None of them had seen the plagues or been aware of the Passover. In short, they had not fought for this moment. They were the beneficiaries of the generation before them, and God knew if they just walked into the Promised Land without so much as breaking a sweat, it would ruin them. And so they fought, and they fought hard, and they earned their own way, and they saw the miracles of their own generation. In General Boykin's book, he followed that story by saying this. He said, quote, "Warfare is an intense form of work, and work is the normal process of receiving God's provision and then passing it on to those in our care. While sometimes God simply drops provision into our laps without letting us do anything, most of the time, he graciously provides the environment, the opportunity, the skill, and the strength so that we can work for it." In the case of the Israelites, the point was made that the new generation of warriors needed to know what it meant to overcome, not just to come over. I said earlier that Charlene had a similar talking point in her own devotion this morning. The summary of that one was basically, quote, "If we get things easy, we're less likely to steward them well." So having said all that, let me go back to my conversation with my friend about the current state of Alabama politics. Recall, she asked me, what's different now? Well, the answer that I gave her yesterday before even reading those devotions was very similar to what came from my quiet time. I said, quote, I said something along the lines of, "I don't believe they have as much common cause. Nearly half the current state legislature came into office after the 2010 wave. They don't have the sense of mission that comes from having a true common enemy. Back then, we had overcomers mindset. The Democrats have been in charge for 136 years. The teachers' union was all-powerful and corrupt. We had some knock-down, drag-out fights. And most of the current class in the legislature has no personal reference point for that." Well, that's what I said to her, basically. And I think that rings true. I believe that much of what we are frustrated with as conservatives in our state politics comes from watching as our state officials don't seem willing to fight. They're in no mindset to steward things that were set up for them the hard way before they got there, because their way has not been hard. I'm not saying they haven't done some good things. I can think of legislation passed by, like just for instance, I can think of Senators Gavan, Senator Orr, Senator Shelnut. But I also recall, as soon as I say their names, that two of those three guys were in the 2010 class and had to fight. We need fighters in elected office, but let me just go ahead and branch it out a little bit. We also need fighters in culture. We need folks who are willing to get a bloody nose themselves if it means providing for their kids or making their businesses succeed or establishing strong precedents for their communities. The ideal, the best case, would be an easy ride to the promised land, but that's not often the case that we get to live. And understand me, I'm saying this is not just a political statement. This is a life statement. This is a save your country statement. This is a get your business through the recession statement. General Boykin's book wrapped that whole section up in a way that you might certainly expect from a Christian man who'd also been a member of Delta Force. He said, and here's the quote, you ready? Quote, "So get up off the couch and out of the recliner. Stop whining, stop worrying, and start working. Roll up your sleeves, put your game face on, and go to work for what God has provided for your family and for others in need." Okay, so me talking here, here's the bottom line. It is whatever you've been called to do, or you've been called to protect, or you've been called to steward, it is your Jordan to cross. In fact, here's kind of a funny thing. It's interesting that the way that Joshua 1, verse 2, says that God told the Israelites to go over and fight, he said this, quote, "Therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving them." Cross this Jordan, not another one, this one. So here's the question. What is your Jordan? And what's on the other side? Is it something worth fighting for? Maybe time to cross over. Maybe time to fight. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep, that's a feisty one. That one got in my head early this morning. I just had to stay at the house and keep typing until I had that one done. I'm going to tell you, folks, I really believe that folks who have just had it handed to them on a silver platter, they don't appreciate the same way folks who've had to fight for it. And right now, we're in a position where we as conservatives, we're going to have to fight to reclaim territory. We're going to have to fight to move forward. I don't mean fight physically. What I'm saying is this: get busy, get busy, get busy, because we cannot sit idly by and expect things just to correct themselves. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, the book that I just quoted from a minute ago, I already had one listener on the text line. By the way, if you want to text in, 833-68-RIGHT, that's 833-687-4448. He just texted in and said, what is the book? And I went ahead and sent him a link to it on the it's Craig from Gardendale. Craig, I just sent you the link on the text line. Hope it comes through correctly. But the name of the book is Strong and Courageous, A Call to Biblical Manhood. And it's written by Jerry Boykin and Kevin Curitan. So anyway, great book. I'm enjoying it. I'm about a third of the way through it already. And just got my copy last week, I believe. But yep, I highly recommend. By the way, it's designed for doing like a men's small group, doing a study. So it's got study questions and recommended discussion points and all that at the end of each chapter. So it's pretty spot on. And if you haven't ever read it, by the way, General Boykin, who was on the show, gosh, Boomer, how long has it been? Like a month?
It's about a month.
About a month, yeah. General Boykin was on the show. He's one of the founding members of Delta Force, retired as a 3-star general, participated in more major operations than I can shake a stick at. And his personal book, his personal memoir is called Never Surrender. I highly recommend that one as well. Boomer, didn't your father-in-law get that one? Has he read it yet?
He's in the process of reading it, if not already done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great read. Yeah. It's one of those that just, first of all, it makes you kind of stand up straighter, your back's a little straighter after you read it. But it's also one of those that you could use that book for a study. I mean,
man, yeah.
That guy's had a life. I mean, a life. Like, why is there not a movie about Jerry Boykin? I don't know.
I think we could have done a whole show just listening to his stories.
Dude, I mean, yes. I mean, I had to ask him questions about other things. You know, what's his thoughts on culture? What's his thoughts on military and all that? But I really just wanted to go, General Boykin, start talking, tell stories. You know,
yes,
but
yes.
But truthfully, he can't even talk about some of the missions he was on because they're still highly classified.
Wow.
So the ones that are in the book are the ones we can know about.
Right.
But anyway, very cool. Hey, by the way, I just got a text from Travis, the owner of Just Love Coffee Cafe in our listening area. So he wanted me to let you know that the threat of severe weather this afternoon in the Huntsville area especially is significant enough to where they're going to go ahead and close their store today at 3. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our sponsors, has been with us for, gosh, maybe most of the time we've had a show. I think they came on, the show kicked off in July of 21. I think they came on in August. So they've been with us almost the entire time we've been on the air. Anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe, 2 locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Just amazing, the quality of the work there, the friendly service you get. The food is amazing. But he wanted me to let you know they're closing today at 3. So be aware of that. They are closing today at 3 o'clock due to threats of severe weather, especially in the Huntsville market. As you listen to this, I'm not a weatherman, all right? There's my disclaimer. I am not a weatherman. I would say that Coleman, you may already be in it. Tuscaloosa, you may already be in this severe weather. Huntsville, you're going to be in it soon. I'm looking at a weather map right now. Birmingham, you may or may not get much because it's kind of swinging up in an arc. Over towards Gadsden, I can't tell. We might have scattered showers or it may even swing over. You know, these pop-ups, you never can tell. But just be aware, folks, there is some severe weather. Wind advisories are already out. And Just Love Coffee Cafe, closing today at 3. I will say this, one more thing about Just Love Coffee. He heard me on the air the other day talking about the fact that they do those barista boxes. You can get like a whole box of coffee to take to your office or wherever else. But he also said that they can do full box lunch catering. I didn't know that. To be honest, I didn't. And they have a portable espresso machine that they can bring out with a full-service coffee cart to your events. So I just learned something new about somebody who's been with us now since like for over a year. Anyway, that's very cool. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Think about them. He says they're great for employee and customer appreciation events. So yay that. I would go for it. All right, we got tons of stuff on the show today. Katie Britt coming up at 3 o'clock. She'll be here in studio. She's also speaking at the Etowah County Republican Dinner this evening. So that's on tap. And then Matt Murphy is going to be on with us. Matt Murphy was on the air in Birmingham for many moons. He's now the host on Super Talk 99.7 WTN out of Nashville. And so we're going to have Matt Murphy on to talk about the recent protest event that was organized by Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire in Nashville because of Vanderbilt recently being exposed by the fact that they do transgender surgeries on minors. And the Tennessee legislature is now pending legislation, I believe, to try and put a stop to that, much like Alabama did. Alabama, of course, being sued by the Department of Justice because we dare to take a stand for our kids. So anyway, more of that to come. Matt Murphy at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about that with Matt. And then, like I said, the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. Some text messages already coming in. Tyler from Huntsville just says, I just went through Decatur and the wind is brutal. All right, Tyler, appreciate that, man. If you guys are out there on the air and or on the roads and you get sort of an impression of how the weather is and you want to text us, we'll update the listening audience. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. All right. Listen, we're going to head to a break, but I'll just tell you, this show is going to be full. Boomer, what are the odds? We're going to get all three dippers?
We may get all three today.
I think since they're mixed in with the calls,
right?
Then we may actually do.
That's what I was
all
thinking. We could get all of them through today.
But then on top of that too, we got a great week lined up. So Tommy Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, on the air with us tomorrow, Thursday. Got a really cool group who's got a mission in life to put underprivileged kids in their first ever beds. Some of them are sleeping on the floors in their homes, and what a cool ministry. And then if Friday, if all things go well, Friday, an extended interview with Dr. Jordan Vaughn regarding COVID, COVID vaccines for kids, and just in general, what should we be looking for? All right, folks, lots of stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.